Just a very quick one before I head out for today's final walk of the week. Boo hoo! Oh god. Yesterday we did Otterton Mill and Ladrum Bay again, as did that last year too. And I was being guided by Richard, so that was good. A lot of people thought the yesterday's walk was the hardest, including the volunteers. I actually thought Wednesday was a bit harder, partly I guess because it was raining and, excuse me, I think it's always a bit harder to sort of get around and stuff when it's raining and damp and icky. But yesterday we had really lovely sunshine again. It didn't rain at all, in spite of there being a 1% chance of rain. but the sprinklers weren't being tested at all yesterday. we did that, and it was mostly through sort of fields and up lanes and things like that. And there were lots of birds singing and like lots of water and stuff like that. The dogs went in the water, Joyce went in the water quite a bit and had a bit of a paddle. She didn't go swimming like she did the other day, but she did have a paddle. She came back and her ears were soaking wet, and her head was, her back wasn't, curiously, but the rest of her was quite wet. So she had loads of fun. And then Richard had arranged with this lady called Frances, who I think he secretly quite likes, or not secretly actually, because he kind of tells people in that way that he does, where he's like, don't tell anyone, but, and you're thinking, yeah, I've already heard you telling about six people, so it was quite funny. We met up with this lady called Frances who, oh, excuse me, this is not good, must remember to take my juice plus before I go out. She had these horses, so we got to see the horses as well. And I was saying to them, you know, because Joyce gets really excited around horses, so, but she wasn't too bad. Although, this Frances lady did also have a German Shepherd, and Joyce loves those too. And so it was barking, and she barked back a lot. And it's one of those situations where you think, there is nothing I can do about this. The only way she's going to stop barking is if that other dog stops barking. Then for the lunch stop, we stopped off at the same place we stopped off at last year, which was up all the stairs and then kind of outside on chairs and that. And it's funny because I didn't remember it until we got there. And then it was like, oh yeah, we came here last year too. Except that last year there were all the sort of shooting sounds and all that stuff. There wasn't any of that this time. I decided, because Richard and I were going out in the evening, that it was a pretty good idea to have something a bit more substantial than just a cake or a scone. So I went for a cheddar cheese and tomato sandwich. With, I think it had like vegetable crisps. They tasted like vegetable crisps, so nice. And a little side salad as well. And I had a mocha, which was very cool. and I think Joel had the same as me, food wise. Except his was on brown bread, mine was on white bread. So your life will be so much better for having known that, trust me. So then we carried on walking for a bit, and lots of skylarks and things like that, so I got a bit of a recording of that. And then we got back about 5-ish, I guess. So then I went to the bar for a little bit and fed Beanie and went for dinner. Richard stayed for dinner last night, which was cool. So had a bit of a chat and stuff like that. So, okay, good. I still have about 25 minutes before I have to go downstairs. Right. So I'll stop this and carry on in a minute.